Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media. If this is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. So today's episode is going to be about addicted to a narcissist. Being addicted to a narcissist, not being able to leave that narcissistic person in your life. Why does it hurt so bad to leave that person? So if you are new here, or if you're not new here, you might have heard the term trauma bond. When you are trauma bonded to a narcissist, you're literally, the definition is in the word. But you're bonded through trauma to this person. Y'all have been through trauma. They have put you through trauma. However you've gotten here, there have been trauma in this relationship. You're now trauma bonded to this person. And to break that bond, you can't be with that person in order to break that bond. I know you can slowly break it a little. You can slowly detach a little bit while you're still with that person. If you have to be with them, you can emotionally detach sometimes, but you have to get away from the person. Like, you have to get away. And I get a lot of people to tell me, like, it's so hard to get away. Why is it so tough to get away? The trauma bond sucks, y'all. It's literally a mental thing. It's literally mental. And so many people don't understand that the trauma bond exists. So many people are out here, you know, just living their lives willy-nilly and, you know, not knowing why they can't leave. You have the blessing of knowing that the trauma bond exists. And I truly believe that if you know the trauma bond exists, if you can acknowledge it, you can, you can break it. Because, like, the highs and lows of a narcissistic relationship get you literally become addicted to that narcissistic person. It's literally like being addicted to an illegal substance. I can't say the D-R-U-G-S word. That's what, right? D-R-U-G-S. I have a whole page on TikTok dedicated to grammar, which I'm about to get kicked back up. But literally, you become addicted to them like an illegal D-R-U-G-S. I'm going to say illegal substances, but y'all know what I mean. I can't keep spelling it out. This video lasts 20 minutes, me trying to just spell it out and things like that. But you literally become addicted to a person like you are addicted to one of those. And it sucks. It sucks, y'all. I tell you, the highs and lows are what get you addicted. When you get into a narcissistic relationship, you know, the love bombing phase is an extreme high. It really is an extreme high. It's like being on a roller coaster at the highest point, and you're going down. You're saying wee, and then you hit then you hit rock bottom in the relationship. If you don't leave when you hit rock bottom, when they devalue you, when they cheat on you, when they lie to you, when they manipulate you, when they physically or mentally abuse you, emotionally abuse you, you go back up a little bit. But you'll never achieve that high again. You want, because you know the narcissistic person can give you that love, care, and affection like they did in the beginning, you want that back. So you fight for that back. You stay longer than what you need to stay. You fight hard as crap to get that back. You're just begging, clawing, pleading. Because you want that love back. You want it back so much. You want it. You need it. You crave it. But then they show you who they used to be, and then they take it away again. Then they show you who they used to be, and then they take it away again. Then they show you who they used to be, and they take it away again. Ups and downs. Push, pull, give, take. You get addicted to that. There's rushes. Your brain is actually chemically addicted to this person. And when you try to leave that person, when you get up the strength to leave, you can have physical symptoms. It's not just a mental thing. It mentally affects you. The trauma bond mentally affects you. But it also can have physical symptoms. You physically react to the trauma bond. So when you leave a narcissistic person, when you leave a toxic relationship, you might have physical symptoms, just like if you're withdrawing from an illegal substance. You'll be sweating. You can't eat. You can't drink. You can't think. You'll be sweating, shaking, hives. You will literally become physically ill when you try to leave a toxic relationship a lot of times. It hurts. It sucks. And the pain can get so intense that you would rather stay in this toxic relationship than experience this pain, than to get through this pain, get through that hump, and be safe and secure on the other side of the trauma bond. It hurts. Not only is it mentally tasking, because they have you question yourself. We as narcissistic people have you questioning your authenticity. Have you questioning your self-worth and things of that nature? Have you questioning everything about you? Literally. And then you question your worth and you leave and all these questions are unanswered. Narcissists don't give you closure. So all these questions are continuously unanswered. So they're out there in the universe. Like, you are just wondering, like, what can I do? What more could I have done? Like, why not me? And especially if the narcissist, like, if we move on to somebody else really, really quick, you are wondering, like, why not me? What have I done wrong? Like, what can I do? What more could I have done to keep this person happy? Like, I can't do anything else. Like, I've given them all I can give them. And that's the way it goes. Sometimes you give all that you can give, but you try to find a way to give more. You just do, because you want to give more. You need to give more. You're craving more. You want it. And it hurts, y'all. You're addicted to this person. Just like, you know, like when you see people on these TV shows and stuff like that, when they're going through withdrawals from an addictive substance, an illegal substance, they put them in the padded room and let them bounce around in there screaming, crying, pulling their hair out, hair falling out, eyebrows. I seen talked to a young lady the other day, so stressed out from her narcissistic relationship, eyebrow hair falling out. Literally, physical symptoms. Her eyebrow, like, y'all, her eyebrow hair, her eyelash, this is eyebrow. Her eyebrow was falling out. And the doctor told her, like, you're having, it's from stress. This stress, the cortisol levels are so up and down, so high and low, it is making you, like, you're having physical symptoms. Her eyebrow hair was falling out. She's like, I had to color it in. I mean, I know a lot of women color their eyebrows in anyway, but she had to, because it was falling out. And she had those thick, luscious ones. She's like, I'm used to having thick, luscious eyebrows. I used to pride myself on not having to color mine in. Eyebrow hair falling out. Physical symptoms, gaining weight, losing weight, all this stuff, and it hurts. Like, the pain of leaving a narcissist sometimes hurts so bad. That's why I said people would rather go back to it. And I asked them why. Like, they say they would rather go back to this relationship pain than experience this physical and mental pain of leaving, because in the relationship, at least they know what to expect. At least they know the pain that they're going to expect. They never expected these physical symptoms from leaving this narcissistic person. They never expected it to be so hard to leave this person that was treating them so terribly, and they beat themselves up. You're going to beat yourself up sometimes when you leave a narcissist. You just are, because it's going to hurt mentally, it's going to hurt physically, and it's going to hurt emotionally. But is it worth it on the other side? There's so many people out there that are living on the other side of this. Follow, you know, so many women and men that when they get through this pain, when they get through this suffering, when they get through this hurt, on the other side of this pain, hurt, and suffering is freedom, is peace, is self-love. Because a lot of these symptoms arrive from your self-love is so low and your love for that person is so high that you don't want to be by yourself. The fear of being alone keeps you there too. The narcissist will play on your fear of being alone, your fear of abandonment, your fear of being alone by yourself in this relationship without them, the fear of being replaced so easily, the fear of not being enough. We play on your fears, y'all. Your fears will be brought Fortnite. Front and center. I said Fortnite. What is wrong with me today, y'all? Deep breath. I'm back. Goose Fraba. Bonus points if you know what movie that's from. Goose Fraba. If you know what Goose Fraba is from, bonus points. Put it in the comment section on my YouTube. If you made it this far, Goose Fraba. Where's that from? But yeah, it's going to hurt, y'all. And it hurts so bad because you don't know what's next for you. The more times you try to leave, like, I seen a statistic the other day. It said it takes an abuse victim an average of 7 times to leave their abuser. An average of 7 breakups, y'all. 6-7 breakups. Pain. Suffering. After the first breakup, you know how I feel to leave. You're like, oh, my stomach hurt, my head hurt, my butt hurt, my cheeks ain't been clapped in forever. Oh my goodness. I ain't clapped no cheeks in forever. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. And you go back. But then the second time you leave, you know what they expect a little bit. It still hurt. Why can't I get over this? You go back. And when I say the average of 7 times, y'all, that means it could take some people 1 time, and it could take some people 13 times. You add those two together, you get 14. You divide it by 2, you get 7. So imagine 13 breakups, y'all. I know some of y'all probably have experienced it. You don't have to imagine it because you've lived it. Imagine 13 breakups. Imagine if you have kids and your kids are watching y'all go back and forth 13 times. I'm telling you too, y'all. The kids are cutting their parents off at an astonishing rate this day and age. I'm telling you. You don't even have to be a narcissist for your kids to cut you off. You can enable your parent or your step-parent. You can enable your husband or wife, the narcissist in your life, to treat your kids and yourself terribly, and you refuse to leave, and your kids will cut you off too. My dad's a narcissist, but my mom was an enabler, so I had to cut her off too. My mom's a raging narcissist. My dad is a super codependent enabler, and I had to cut him off too. I don't talk to my mom or my dad because one of them is a narcissist, and the other one is a codependent enabler. Y'all, fight through that pain. Fight through that addiction. There's so many people that come through, that fight through addiction. Look at Brittany Jade on TikTok and Instagram. Look at her fighting through addiction. So many other people's fighting through addiction and surviving and winning. You can do it too, y'all. You really, truly can. You have to. Stand in your truth. It's going to hurt. You can break that addiction. You got to love yourself more. Do something for yourself. Start by doing something for yourself. Write a list of the things that you love about yourself. Write a list of the things that you feel like you've lost in this relationship. Because you feel like once you write down that list of things that you lost in the relationship, you're going to be mad as hell at yourself. All the stuff that you lost and what you have gained from this relationship. That list of loss is going to be a lot bigger than a list of gains. I promise you. And you're going to be pissed off at yourself. You're going to blame the narcissistic person, but you're going to be pissed off at yourself too. Watch. I guarantee it. Break the trauma bind. Love yourself. Journal. Write this down, y'all. Get it out of your system. When you internalize it, when you hold it in, it hurts more. I promise you. Get it out of your system. Write this stuff down. Write this stuff down. Journal it. Be safe. Be strong. When you internalize it, it just eats you up. Get it out of here. Write it down on paper. Writing is better than talking it out. Write it down because you write down your truth. It helps. I promise you. Write down your truth. Go out there and buy you a trauma bomb recovery journal. Go get you one of these too. This is not an advertisement. I don't get paid for this, but Lisa Sony wrote this trauma bond recovery journal. It's by Lisa Sony, Stronger Than Before. It's a good book. I'm doing it right now. So take back your power, y'all. Stand back in your truth. Stand in your truth. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Thank y'all so much on my podcast too. Hit me that 5 stars, please, y'all. Please. Love y'all. Thank you. Peace.